看教材的 C2。
Let's turn to the notes on C2.
的 D 啊，最后面的 D。
C2 D. Yeah. Oh, actually D.
Okay.
On the bottom second page.
在没有进到 D 之前，我们会来看撒加利亚书的第二章。
Before we enter D, let's turn back to Zechariah chapter 2.
我们请来看撒加利亚书第二章。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 2.
首先我们要了解到底撒加利亚是谁。
First, we need to understand who is Zechariah.
好，在第一章的第八节。
In chapter 1, verse 8.
大利王第二年八月，神的话临到以多的孙子利比亚的儿子先知撒加利亚。所以撒加利亚是一个先知。
So Zechariah is a prophet.
好，然后我们要了解整个撒加利亚书。我们要了解撒加利亚书所说的耶路撒冷代表什么。
So in order to understand the book of Zechariah, we need to know what is the Jerusalem is talking about.
因为在第一章里面，神第二十二节，神恼恨耶路撒冷犹大城邑七十年，然后神要让他们回来重建耶路撒冷城。
So because they angry God, so God said that they will be cast away for 70 years, then God will rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
然后在第三章提到一个大祭司，第三章第一节，约书亚。
So in chapter 3, in the beginning, he mentioned a high priest, Joshua.
然后到第三章，第四章就提到第六节。
And chapter 4, verse 6.
提到另外一个人叫做所罗巴伯。
And there's a person named Zerubbabel.
那这个约书亚跟所罗巴伯，如果我们回到哈该书，就是前面的一卷的圣经。
So if we look at Joshua and the person Zerubbabel, and we turn back to the book of Haggai.
哈该的第一章。
And chapter one.
第一章的第一节。
Chapter one, verse one.
大利王第二年六月初一日，神的话借先知哈该向犹大的省长撒铁大的儿子所罗巴伯。约亚达的儿子大祭司约书亚说，所以这两个人，约书亚是大祭司。
So we can see from this, Joshua is the high priest.
然后所罗巴伯是当时的省长。
And Zerubbabel is the high.
在第一节，第六节，哈该书第一章第一节，中间省长犹大省长撒铁的儿子所罗巴伯。
And he's the high priest.
不是第一节。第一节省长，
省长，
撒铁达的儿子所罗巴伯说他是一个省长。
He's the governor.
Yeah, governor. Yeah, 所罗巴伯所以这个所罗巴伯跟约书亚是重建圣殿的两个很关键的人物。
So these two characters are the key to the rebuild of the temple.
那到底哈该书那个殿，还有撒加利亚书那个耶路撒冷代表什么？
So what does the temple in Jerusalem mean?
这个如果要定位出来，我们就可以了解到底我们查考哈该书是在讲什么。
If we can define that, then we will know why we're studying the book of Zechariah.
那我们知道大卫所罗门所建的殿，后来他们被掳到巴比伦的时候，都已经全部被毁掉了。
We know when Israel were captured to the Babylon, the temple was completely destroyed.
那经过七十年，神允许他们回来建殿建城。
After 70 years, God allowed them to come back to rebuild the city and the temple.
那这两个是合在一起的。
And these two were combined.
这个圣殿是建在圣城里面。
The temple was built in the city.
所以这个圣殿或者这圣城就是指着末世的真教会。
So this temple or the holy city refers to the church in the latter days.
在使徒时代里面神借着圣灵建立了使徒教会。
So in the apostle time, through the Holy Spirit, God established the church.
就好像当时所罗门建造圣殿。
Like Solomon built the temple.
要献殿的时候，殿充满着荣耀，连这个祭司都不能够站立。
And when they dedicated the temple, the temple was full of glory. Even the priest was not able to withstand.
所以五旬节，使徒他们传福音，一天有3000个人受洗。
So when the apostle preached the gospel on Pentecost, there were 3,000 people that were baptized.
后来有5000个人。
And then later on, 5,000 were baptized.
这就是第一个教会。
That was the first church.
也就是神的殿。
That was the temple of God.
那个教会那个殿充满神的荣耀。
And the temple was filled with God's glory.
因为神同在。
Because God was abiding with
them. 有神的能力。
The power was God. The power of God was there.
神的圣洁。
And the holiness of God was there.
有神的恩典。
There was the grace of God.
有神的爱。
There was love of God.
所以那个第一个使徒教会充满着荣耀。
So the first apostle church was filled with the glory of God.
但是到了第二、第三世纪啊，这个使徒教会就变质了。
But when it, a few hundred years later, and when it comes to second or third century, the church started to change.
属灵上来讲，就是那个殿倒塌了。
In spiritual meaning wise, that means the temple has collapsed.
被掳了。
They were captured.
那一直到20世纪的初期。
Until the early 20th century.
圣灵在建起，降下来。
Holy Spirit once was descended.
再一次来建设一个真教会。
And again, the true church was established.
那这个再一次建设真教会，就是哈该书里面所说的重建圣殿。
And this true church is the temple that's referred in the book of Haggai.
因此在第三章这个约书亚，还有第四章的所罗巴伯，就是指着真教会的工人。
So Joshua here in chapter 3 and Berubabel in chapter 4 is referring to the church workers.
那神怎么对待他们？
So how did God treat them?
那在服侍神当中有什么危险？
What dangers is there is in serving God?
那我们要服侍神要有什么条件？
What kind of qualities we need to serve God?
这在第三章、第四章讲得很清楚。
And these are recorded in chapter 3 and chapter 4.
那在还没有进入第三章之前，
Before we enter chapter 3,
我们回到第二章来看。
Let's look at chapter 2.
这个第二章啊，就是在讲犹太人要从巴比伦回来。
This is talking about the Jews are returning from Babylon.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at chapter verse 6.
神说：“我从前分散你们在天的四方，现在要从北方之地逃回。”这是神说的。第七节。
Verse 7.
与巴比伦同住的西安民啊，应当逃脱。这个地方讲神说你们要赶快离开巴比伦。
Here it says, Abba, flee from the land of the north.
要离开要去哪里？
Where are they going?
要回来耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
They need to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
那虽然呢，他们被掳到巴比伦，这是出于神的愤怒，因为他们不听先知的警告，不离开恶道恶行。
They were, even though they were captured by Babylon because they sinned against God and that was God's justice.
但是我们知道神的愤怒对他的选民，这个愤怒不是要毁掉他的选民。
But we know the wrath of God, the anger of God was not to destroy his chosen people.
神对选民的愤怒那种惩罚是要让他们在痛苦当中觉悟，能够回头。
This punishment that from God is to allow them to desperate, then they will return to God.
但是如果是不是神的选民，这些外邦人惹神生气，神就把他们消灭了。
However, if they are not the chosen people of God and they angered God, God will destroy them.
好像那个亚玛利人，神说要把他们大大小小全部杀掉。
Just like the Samaritans, God said they will kill them.
所以同样是人神对待的方式不一样。
Even though they are both humans, but God treat them differently.
一个是被拣选的。
One was chosen.
一个是没有被拣选。
One was not chosen.
被拣选是蒙爱的。
The chosen one were loved.
没有被拣选就不在神的爱里面。
The one that were not chosen were not in the love of God.
所以今天神在我们身上所让我们即使受到一些苦难最重要不是要毁掉我们。
So even though in God may allow us to suffer, but the goal, the purpose of the suffering is not to destroy us.
最重要是要让我们能够回来寻找他。
It's so that we may return to God.
因为有时候人生活太平安了，人头脑想的不是神啊。
So because sometimes when our life is peaceful, what we think in our heart is not God.
所以有一些苦难啊，让我们在世界上无路可走，我们就回来寻找神。
So God allows some suffering to bestow on us, so we may return to God.
但是当我们在受苦当中，神怎么看我们？
So how does God look at us when we are suffering?
好，我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
万军的神说，在显出荣耀之后，差遣我去惩罚那掳掠他们列国的，摸你们的，就是摸他眼中的瞳仁。请读。
Verse 8, For thus says the Lord of hosts, He sent me after glory to the nation which plundered you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eyes.
所以虽然他被掳到巴比伦，
Even though they were captured to Babylon,
非常落魄，很受苦。
It's rather sad and suffering.
但是在神的眼中啊，好像我们眼中的这个瞳仁。
But in God's eyes, it's like the apple of His eyes.
我们知道眼中最，我们眼睛最重要就是那个瞳仁。
We know that what's most important for us is the, for our eyes is the apple of His eyes.
所以神造这个睫毛，那个毛啊，那个蚊子还没有飞到眼里面的时候，眼睛就闭起来了。
So that we have eye slashes, so before the fly can touch the eyes, our eyes will close.
因为要保护这个啊瞳仁。
So we can protect the eyes.
所以在神的眼中，这个以色列百姓非常宝贵。
So in God's eyes, the Israelites were very treasured, very precious.
那既然很宝贵啊
，So because they are precious.
所以神说要惩罚那掳掠他们的列国。
So God will punish the nation that captured them.
所以巴比伦啊成为神的工具。
So even though Babylon became the tool of God,
神用它来惩罚以色列百姓。
God used Babylon to punish the Israelites.
这是因为以色列百姓有罪。
It's because Israelites has sinned.
但是巴比伦本身也有罪。
But Babylon themselves has sinned also.
而且巴比伦的罪比以色列的罪更重。
And their sin is even more severe than the sin of Israelites.
所以神用完巴比伦之后，神再用另外一个国来惩罚巴比伦。
So after God used Babylon, He used another nation to punish Babylon.
所以以后巴比伦就被消灭了。
So Babylon was destroyed.
所以我们就知道说，虽然巴比伦非常强盛，但是他还是在神的掌控之中。
So we know that even though Babylon was strong, but they were still under the control of God.
神可以用一个国家来变成他的工具。
God can use a nation to be His tool.
来完成他的使命，他的目的。
To accomplish His goal and purpose.
所以我们拜的神呢，是非常伟大的神。
So the God we worship is great.
那在第二章里面。
In chapter 2,
在第四节第五节
in verse 4 and 5,
在讲到耶路撒冷的荣耀
let's talk about the glory of Jerusalem, verse 5.
神说我要做耶路撒冷四围的火城并要做其中的荣耀
verse 5, for I says the Lord will be a wall of fire all around her and I will be the glory in her midst.
这个耶路撒冷就是教会
Jerusalem is the church.
所以教会的荣耀是什么
So what is the glory of church?
这点我们要很清楚、
We need to know this clearly.
教会的荣耀不是教会里面有很多社会上很出名的人。
The glory of a church is not to have many famous people in the church.
什么议员、什么总统、医生这些东西。
Not some celebrity, not some doctor, not the president.
这个是世界的团体所注重的。
This is what the organization focus in the world.
教会的荣耀也不是信徒赚大钱。
The glory of church is not to have the members make a lot of money.
教会的荣耀也不是信徒在世界上很有成就。
The glory of church is not to have the members to be on high status in the world.
所以我们不要把教会的荣耀这个方向弄错了。
So we should not confuse the glory of church.
那教会的荣耀是什么
？So what is the glory of church?
那这里说我要做其中的荣耀。
It says I will be the glory.
教会的荣耀就是神本身。
So the church, the glory of church is God Himself.
所以荣耀的教会一定要有神的同在。
So a glorious church must have the abidance of God.
那这个很抽象，具体上讲来是什么
？This is rather abstract. So physically, what does this mean?
神的同在就是神的能力很清楚。
To have the abidance of God is to have the power of God manifest.
你来教会祷告很有力量。
You come to the church and pray. It's very powerful.
你的困难可以解决。
Your trouble can be solved.
鬼可以赶出去。
You can cast out demons.
病可以得医治。
Illness can be healed,
甚至死人可以复活。
Even the dead can resurrect.
所以在教会里面彰显神的能力。
So the power may be manifested through the church.
那教会的荣耀代表我们信徒能够显明神的品格。
And the glory of the church means that we can manifest the character of God.
神的品格其中一个就是爱。
One of the character is love.
我们有一个弟兄。
There's a brother.
他在慕道期间呢，他生病。
When he was truth seeking, he was sick.
他被开心了，真的是开心了。
He had a surgery on his heart.
那医生说这个没有办法好。
And the doctor said there's no cure.
因为很严重。
Because it's very severe.
所以那个他那个心脏开刀没有缝起来，装个拉链这样可以拉开来。
So his wound was not stitched. There's a zipper that you can open and close.
在加护病房大概两个月。
He was in the intensive care for about 2 months.
后来呀。那个医院里面的护士觉得很奇怪， 为什么你怎么这么多人来看你
？And the nurse in the church, the nurse in the hospital felt weird. How come so many people visiting you?
所以他就后来就问这个弟兄啊，那些人是谁
？So he asked his brother, who are these people?
他说那些就是我们教会的弟兄啊。
Brother said, these are the members from our church.
所以那个护士很感动啊。
And the nurse was very touched.
这个教会不一样。
This church is different.
所以他病好起来了。
Later on, his illness was healed.
不可能啊！医生已经说他会死了。
That was impossible because the doctor already declared it was impossible.
后来那个护士就跑到教会来慕道。
So the nurse came to the church to see.
所以这个教会的荣耀啊，就是信徒当中那种神的爱充满。
So a form of the glory of church is also the love for the church to be filled with love.
还有
，also
啊，全世界上最纯净的一个地方应该是教会。
One of the most pure places in the world should be church.
教会里面没有利害关系。
There's no good benefit in the church.
是一个圣洁的地方。
It's a holy place.
所以这个就是神的荣耀。
So this is the glory of God.
我们现在看很多世俗的团体啊，里面都有罪。
We can see that many worldly organizations there are sin in it.
如果强调一些娱乐快乐的地方都有罪。
And places that emphasize on entertainment also has sin.
因为一般的团体不讲悔改的。
Because normal organization does not talk about repentance.
你讲悔改，你没有办法吸引一个人。
If you talk about repentance, you cannot attract someone.
但是教会里面是一个圣洁的地方。
But church is a holy place.
这就是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
所以这里讲耶路撒冷的荣耀就是神本身。
So here says the glory of Jerusalem is God Himself.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
说锡安城啊，应当欢喜快乐。因为我要住在你们中间，这是神说的。
So this is what God said.
第十节
，in verse 10, sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst.
这里讲神说锡安城要欢喜快乐。
Here says rejoice.
锡安城
，Zion.
这个锡安城就代表真教会。
Zion refers to the true church.
所以我们在教会里面欢喜快乐。
So we need to rejoice in the church.
因为我要住在你们中间。
Because I'll dwell among your midst.
所以为什么我们快乐
？So why are we happy?
因为神要住在我们中间。
Because God is dwelling among us.
那特别在我们教会，这不是很抽象的。
So especially in our church, this is not something that's abstract.
圣经说，我们所以知道神在与我们同在，因为他赐给我们的圣灵。
The Bible says we know the abidance of God is with us because the Holy Spirit that He gives us.
一祷告，大家被圣灵充满。
So when we pray, we are filled with by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是神的灵。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
圣灵就是神本身。
Holy Spirit is God Himself.
所以圣灵充满就是神充满在我们当中。
So to be filled with Holy Spirit is to be filled by God.
就与我们同在。
And God will be with us.
那个至高至大的神。
That great mighty God.
千万所天使所敬拜那个神。
The God that worshipped by thousands of angels.
住在众人所不能够靠近那光的那一位神。
The God that lives in the light that man cannot approach.
现在就充满在我们当中。
It's now abundance filled within us.
所以我们来到教会要欢喜快乐。
So when we come to church, we need to rejoice.
为什么
？Why?
因为这个是个自大。至高至大荣耀圣洁的神所充满的地方。
Because this is a place that is filled by the great and holy God.
所以我们来到教会不要愁眉苦脸。
So when we come to church, we should not be sad.
因为我们的神在这里。
Because our God is here.
我们来亲近他。
We come here to get close to him.
我们来跟他交通。
We are to communicate with him.
我们来听他的话。
We come here to listen to his word.
我们来被他的灵浇灌。
We are to be filled by his spirit.
所以这里讲哦，锡安啊，要欢喜快乐。
So
he
says, sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for I will dwell among your midst. 11. Many nations shall join to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people, and I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that in your midst, you will know that the Lord hosts has sent me to you. Here says, many nations will come to you and join, and God will dwell among them.
所以我们教会会吸引人最重要的原因是什么
？So what's the main reason the church attracts people？
不是很漂亮的建筑物。
It's not the beautiful building we have。
教会会吸引人是因为有神的同在。
The church attracts people because God is here。
所以每个人来到教会感觉到有神。
So when people come, they feel God。
会体会到有神。
They experience God。
所以凡是敬畏神的人都喜欢来。
So whoever is shows fear to God will like to come here。
哇，这真的很奇妙
This is amazing。
所以有许多的国家归附神。
Here it says many nations will join.
我们再看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
凡有血气的都在他神的面前静默无声，因为他兴起从圣所出来的。
13. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is aroused from his holy habitation.
为什么要静默无声？
Why do they need to be silent?
因为他兴起从圣所出来的。
Because he aroused from his holy habitation.
所以我们静默无声就是表示我们整个注意力都在神的上面。
So when you say silence, that means our full attention are on God.
所以好像那个结婚典礼啊，新娘要入席啊，大家就安静，就看看新娘进来。
Just like the wedding, when the bride is about to enter, everyone will stand, be quiet, and pay their to focus on the bride.
所以我们来到教会，我们整个那个注意力啊，就是在神本身。
So when we come to church, our focus is on God.
怎样通过神的话亲近神
？How do we approach God? Get close to God.
透过圣灵被神充满。
Through Holy Spirit filled by God.
所以静默无声。
So we're silent.
是我们这整个注意力在神的身上。
Because our attention is on God.
神兴起从圣所出来。
He says, "Arouse from His holy habitation."
好，那第三章，我们现在进入第三章。
Now enter chapter three.
好，这个第三章啊，就在第一节。
Verse one.
天使指给我看，大祭司约书亚站在神的使者面前，撒旦也站在约书亚右边，与他作对。
Here says verse 1, Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him.
我们刚刚有提到重建圣殿的两个很重要的工人。
We talk about two major workers regarding the rebuilding of the temple.
一个是约书亚。
One is Joshua.
一个是所罗巴伯。
One is Zerubbabel.
那在前面呢，这个重建圣殿工作会停止是因为有敌人来阻挡。
And the rebuilding of the temple was stopped beforehand. Before it was because there were enemy.
真的那个敌人是拿着刀拿着枪啊来阻挡。
These enemy came with sword.
那以后控告到王那里，王下令就停止。
And the news went up to the king, and king commanded the rebuilding of the temple to stop.
因此我们在重建教会啊啊，有时候那个困难是从外面来的。
So sometimes when rebuilding the church, the opposition will come from outside.
是看得见的。
You can see it.
但是到了第三章，我们发现有一个看不见的阻挡，这个才厉害。
But when we come to chapter three, we can see that there's an opposition that we cannot see.
那这个看不见那个阻挡是撒旦。
And this opposition we cannot see is Satan.
诸位，你有没有看到撒旦
？Do you see Satan?
撒旦是灵的存在，你看不到。
Satan is a spirit that you cannot see.
但是神在做工，撒旦也在做工。
But when God works, Satan is also working.
但是撒旦做工厉害的地方是他针对。这两个工人。
But what is fearful about Satan is he pinpointed the two workers here.
第一个就是约书亚。
First one is Joshua.
要怎么把约书亚打倒
？How to defeat Joshua?
因为使徒教会里面，比方说使徒教会有彼得、雅各、约翰。
Just likewise in Apostle Church, there are Peter, Paul, and John.
这个彼得、雅各、约翰叫做教会的柱石。
Peter, Paul, and John are the pillar of the church.
我们知道这个世贸大楼为什么会倒塌
？We know why the World Trade Center fell.
不是被飞机撞倒的。
It's not because the airplane ran into it.
你看那个飞机这么重，这样撞下去，没有被撞倒的。
You can see even though the airplane ran into the building did not fall.
而是当那个油开始在烧，产生高热。
But when the oil in the airplane started to burn,
那个柱子融化掉了。
The temperature arose and the pillar melted.
那这个柱子一融化下来，整个世贸大厦像坐下来就垮下来。
And when the pillar melted, the building is like the building sat down in it.Collapsed.
所以，如果那个柱子没有融化，你再五个飞机撞上去，它也不会倒。
So if the pillow does not melt, you can have five more airplane rain into the building, and it will not fall.
因此，这个教会里面很重要的工人，常常是魔鬼要打倒的一个对象。
So the important works in the church are often the target of Satan.
因此，我们在教会如果负担重要的圣工，我们一定要很谨慎。
So if we're responsible for important work in the church, we need to be cautious.
有时候我们所遇到一些不顺利的事情，我们觉得很灰心气馁的事情，其实是撒旦的攻击。
Sometimes we may encounter things that frustrate us, and we need to be careful because there might be the attack of Satan.
所以让你最后我不做了。
And so it might cost you in the end. I don't want to do it anymore.
所以这个撒旦啊，这里说跟约书亚作对。
So he says Satan is.Satan is opposing Joshua here.
那怎么跟约书亚作对
？So how does Satan oppose Joshua?
我们来看啊，第二节。
Let's look at verse two.
撒迦利亚书第三章第二节。
Zechariah chapter three, verse two.
神对撒旦说：“撒旦啊，神责备你，你就是拣选耶路撒冷的神责备你啊，这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？”
Verse 2, and the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?
这个撒旦呢跟约书亚作对，主要就是要控告他。
So Satan, when he opposed Joshua, is to abuse, to accuse him.
好，我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
约书亚身穿污秽的衣服，站在使者面前。
Here it says in verse 3, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel.
这个污秽的衣服就是代表有罪。
The filthy garment means sin.
有罪就被魔鬼抓到把柄。
And when someone has sinned, they give a place for Satan.
那魔鬼犯罪，神没有原谅他，就把他贬下来了。
When Satan sinned, God did not forgive him. He was punished.
那现在约书亚的衣服污秽，所以撒旦就要控告他。
So now, because the garment of Joshua was filthy,He was accused by Satan.
因此我们也知道说我们在每一个人还没有完全我们都有一些错误
So we know when, before we are perfect, we make mistakes.
但是问题是我们怎么对待一个人的错误
The problem is how do we treat the mistake of someone.
第二节
Verse 2.
说神责备你就是拣选耶路撒冷神责备你这不是从火中抽出来一根柴吗对神来讲这个约书亚是火中抽出来的一根柴
To God, Joshua is a branch plucked from the fire.
什么叫火中抽出来一根柴
What is a branch plucked from the fire?
如果这个柴不抽出来，它就被烧掉了。
If this branch is not plucked from the fire, it will be burned.
那神很爱惜这个柴还没有烧完就把它抽出来。
And because God cherished the branches, so He plucked it out before it was burned.
所以他们被掳到巴比伦，就等于被火烧到了。
So The fact they were captured to Babylon is like they are burned by fire.
但是神特别保守一些人。
But God preserved some people.
让他们没有死亡，而且信仰能够持守得住。
That they will not die and they can fast their faith.
这个就是火中抽出来的一根柴。
This is the branch plucked from the fire.
所以神为着他自己的工作，神有预备他的工人。
So for God's work, He will prepare His workers.
因此，在神看起来，约书亚是很宝贵的。
So in God's eyes, Joshua is very precious.
他做大祭司的工作。
He's the high priest.
这大祭司就是为百姓祈求
，and high priest,
献祭祈求。
So high priest pray and offer for the people.
那这个献祭常常是为着百姓赎罪。
And this offering is often to atone the sin of the people.
这是非常重要的一个工作。
This is a very important role.
因为罪得赦免，神的恩典才会降下来。
Only when sin is forgiven, then the blessing of God will come.
所以这个大祭司的工作非常重要。
So the role of the high priest is very important.
那到底神怎么来对这个撒旦的这个攻击呢
？So how did God encounter the attack of Satan?
第一个
，One
啊，神让撒旦知道约书亚在神面前是很宝贵的。
God let Satan know that Joshua in front of God is very precious.
他是火中抽出来的一根柴。
He's the branches plucked out from the fire.
所以撒旦的目的是控告要把他打倒。
And the purpose of Satan is to accuse him and defeat him.
但是神的目的是要保全他。
But the goal of God is to preserve him.
使他能够继续来服侍神。
So that he may continue to serve God.
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
使者吩咐在前面说你要脱去他污秽的衣服又对约书亚说我使你脱离罪孽要给你穿上华美的衣服。
Verse 4 he says, Then he answered and spoke these words to who stand before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, See, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes.
所以约书亚要继续站在神面前当大祭司，他必须要换衣服。
So in order for Joshua to continue stand before God, he needs to change his clothes.
把脏的衣服脱掉，然后神要给他华美的衣服。
He needs to remove his filthy clothes, and he will be given rich clothes, robes.
这个代表什么？
What does this represent?
我们要服侍神我们要在神面前靠着神，把那个旧的世俗的那种生活方式改变。
So for us to serve God, we need to change the way we live.
然后要穿上神帮助我们为我们所造的这个义袍。
And then we need to put on the righteous robe that God gave us.
那这样我们才能够站在神面前服侍他。
Then we can stand before God and serve Him.
所以要服侍神之前，我们要先对付自己的罪。
So before we can serve God, we need to treat our sin.
以赛亚先知，神要拣选他以前
，Before God chose Prophet Isaiah,
神显异象给他看
，God gave him a vision.
看到撒拉佛在天上怎么服侍神
God allowed him to see how the seraphim served God in the air.
这个撒拉佛这个意思就是焚烧的意思。
Seraphim itself means the burning.
Burning. 焚烧的第一个意思就是洁净，因为已经污秽被烧光了。
Burning first means to be burned, and the filthiness was burned.
第二个就是火热。
Two is to be zealous.
那你看那个撒拉佛在服事很有力量。
And when you see the seraphim serve God, they are very powerful.
他在神面前呼叫圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
In front of God, they say, "Holy, holy, holy."
你看我们叫没有什么东西发生吧？我们这样讲没有什么事情发生。
Even though when we say this, nothing happens.
但是当这个撒拉佛一呼在圣哉的时候，圣殿的根基在动。
But when the seraphim say, "Holy, holy," the foundation of the temple was shaken.
表示他在呼叫圣哉的时候是带有权柄、带有能力、带有荣耀的。
That means when they say, "Holy, holy," it was with power and authority.
整个圣殿充满神的荣耀。
And the whole temple is filled with the glory.
所以这个服事很有力量。
So this is a very powerful way of serving.
因为撒拉佛是洁净的。
Because seraphim was clean and pure.
那这个以赛亚就看到这个意象。
So when Prophet Isaiah saw the vision.
他第一个感觉,
the first feeling he had,
我有罪了,
I am sinner.
那神就用, 叫天使用木炭把他的火, 把他的嘴唇的洁净。
So God told the angel to bring a coal and to cleanse his lips.
那洁净以后, 神的呼召才来到。
And after he cleansed his lips, the calling of God came.
谁可以被我用呢?
Who can be used by me? Who should I send?
那以赛亚说, 我在这里。
I'm here. Then Isaiah said, I'm here.
所以我们呢，如果要服侍神，一定要圣洁。
So if you want to serve God, we need to be holy.
要靠着神穿上那个圣洁的衣服。
We need to put on, through God, put on the holy robe.
这样我们才能够站在圣洁的面前服侍神。
Then we can stand before the holy God and serve him.
所以在这里啊，虽然撒旦控告约书亚。
So here, even though Satan accused Joshua.
但是在神看起来，神给他换了一个华美的衣服。
But in front of God, God allowed him to be changed into a rich robe.
第五节
，verse 5. And I say, let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by.
这里说洁净的冠冕呢戴在他的头上。
Here says, put a clean turban on his head.
就是戴在这个约书亚的头上。
Is to put on Joshua's head.
因此我们在服侍神，其实在神看起来是很荣耀的。
So when we serve God in God's eyes, we are very glory.
We are very glorious. 我们真的是对灵界不认识。
Because we really do not understand the things in spiritual realm.
所以有时候我们不会觉得很服侍神很宝贵。
So we may not feel that it's very precious to be able to serve God.
因此圣经才说我们要竭力多认识神。
So that's why the Bible teaches us we need to see God fervently.
世界我们看得到。
We can see the world.
你看拼命拼下去，我们要世界要多一点。
We work so hard so we can gain some more in the world.
但是如果我们对神认识很清楚。
But if we can see God, understand God clearly.
我们知道服侍神是一种很荣耀的事情。
We know that serving God is a very glorious thing.
所以这个大祭司在神面前，神叫天使把那个冠冕戴在他头上。
So here in front of God, God told angel to put the clean turban on his head.
旧约圣经有三种人很荣耀。
There are three types of people that's very glorious in the Old Testament: priest,
先知,
prophet,
君王,
and the king.
这三种人要受膏。
These three types of people need to be anointed.
今天那个受膏就是代表得圣灵。
And today the anointing means to receive the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵就是神膏我们。
To receive the Holy Spirit is to be anointed by God.
膏我们要做什么？
What does God want to anoint us?
做先知。
To be prophet.
做祭司。
To be priest,
做君王
to be king,
属灵上的
in spiritual.
因为我们得胜你有神的能力在身上
because once we see Holy Spirit, we have the power of God.
说你被圣灵充满，你就代表主耶稣，你去帮人祷告可以赶鬼的。
So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we represent Jesus, and we pray for others, so we can cast out demons.
这个不是很尊贵吗？
Isn't this precious?
鬼会服我们。
The demons submit to us.
这个就是尊贵，头戴冠冕，这个神式的冠冕很尊贵。
This is precious to wear, like here says, wear the clean turban.
祭司
priest.
你现在打一个电话，你可以跟奥巴马讲话吗
？If you make a phone call, can you talk to Obama now?
你要跟他秘书长讲话都有问题哦。
You will be troublesome to even to talk to his secretary.
因为我们太渺小了。
Because we're nothing.
但是我们跪下来祷告。
But when we kneel down and pray,
直达到神面前。
and the prayer will reach to God directly.
最伟大那个神直到面前。
The most mighty and powerful God, it will reach him directly.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们现在是祭司。
Because we're priests.
哦，就是每一个人可以直接到面前跟神讲话。
Everyone can go directly in front of God and talk to him.
这个就是尊贵。
This is being precious.
非常尊贵。
Very precious.
那先知呢？
What about prophets?
先知就是在传达神的话。
Prophet is to pass on the message, to be a messenger of God.
那我们如果圣灵充满，
If we are filled with Holy Spirit,
你圣经多读一点，
You read more Bibles.
我们就对神的旨意认识很清楚。
Then we know the will of God.
当你奉主耶稣的圣名站在讲台在讲神的话，
When you, in the name of Lord Jesus, you stand on the pulpit and speak.
我们就是在做先知的工作。
And we are doing the job of the prophet.
好，当我们奉主的名在为人见证神的救恩，我们就是在做先知的工作。
When in the name of Lord Jesus we testify, we are doing the work of prophet.
所以做圣工，奉主耶稣的圣名是头戴冠冕的，是荣耀的。
So to work for God is to, means to wear a clean turban on our head. It's very precious.
如果我们有这个认识，你会发现呢，最好的生活方式就是做圣工。
If you have this understanding, you will realize the best way to live is to do whole, the work, to work for God.
你不一定要当传道。
You don't have to be a preacher.
但是在你有时间的时候，你多做圣工。
But when you have time, you do more work for church.
这在神面前是极其荣耀、极其尊贵的。
This is very precious and glorious in front of God.
所以在第三章，这个第五节，头戴冠冕，神把这个冠冕戴在他头上。
And this is what it means when in chapter 3, verse 5, put a clean turban on the head.
但是一个人要服侍神有条件。
But there's some criteria for someone to serve God.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
第三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6. Then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying,
第七节。
7. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my command, and if you then you shall judge my house.And like have a charge of my courts, I will give you a place to walk among these who stand here.
这里说，如果你遵守我的道，谨守我的命令，你就可以管理我的家，看守我的院宇。
Here says, if you walk in my way and you keep my commandments, then you can walk and judge my house.
我们刚刚提到服侍神是很尊贵的。
We just talked that it is very precious to serve God.
在神看起来很宝贵，是火中抽出来的一根柴。
In the eyes of God, this is very precious. It's a branch plucked out from the fire.
神给我们华美的衣服穿上。
And God gives us rich robes.
但是有条件。
But there's a requirement.
我们再看那个神告诉亚当。
Let's look at when God talked to Adam.
这个伊甸园啊，什么都是你的。
Everything in the Garden of Eden is yours.
你都可以享受。
You can enjoy them.
但是分别善恶树上果子你不可以吃。
However, the knowledge, the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, you cannot eat.
那人却常常问说，神为什么要造那一棵树？不造不是很好吗？
So people often ask, why did God need to make that tree? Isn't it better if it's not there?
没有那棵树，人就不会犯罪啦。
If the tree is not there, then men will not sin.
如果神爱人，为什么要造那一棵树呢？
If God loved people, why did He create that tree there?
这个把问号都打在神身上，这个不公平。
We put all the questions on God.
为什么要造那一棵树呢？
Why did He make that tree?
这个伊甸园是神的。
The Garden of Eden belongs to God.
那人是神造的。
And men were created by God.
伊甸园非常的完美。
The Garden of Eden was perfect.
所以住在伊甸园是恩典。
So it is a blessing to live in the
Garden of Eden. 但是要享受这个恩典有一个条件。
But we need to remember there's a requirement for the blessing.
什么条件？
What is the requirement?
你要把神当作神来尊敬。
You need to respect God as a God.
因为他是伊甸园的主人。
Because he's the master of the Garden of Eden.
比方说
Likewise.
如果你有一个朋友住在风景很美的地方。
If you have a friend that lives at a place that's very beautiful.
他说你可以来我这里住一个月。
You can come and live here for a month.
不要忘记
But don't forget.
那个房子是你朋友的。
That house belongs to your
friend. 他是主人啊。
He's the master.
他让你住一个月。
He let you live there for a month.
你要尊重他是主人啊。
You need to respect your friend as a master.
让我住一个月，这是恩典。
You let me live for a month. Live here for a month is a blessing.
但是他是主人，这是事实。
But he's the master. That's a fact.
所以你不能够住在人的家里面，以后你自己变成主人了。
So you cannot live in your friend's house and then you decide that you should be the master.
那你的朋友就把你赶出去了。
And then your friend will cast you out.
所以住在伊甸园，这是恩典。
So when we live in the Garden of Eden is a blessing.
但是我们不是主人啊。
However, we are not the master.
主人是神啊。
The master is God.
那你怎么知道
主人是神。
So how do we know that the master is God?
你怎么做才承认他是神？
What can we do to admit that he's the master?
就是这个善恶树果你不可以吃啊。
So is that the fruit from the knowledge of good and evil we cannot
其他你都可以吃，就是只有这一颗你不要吃，你不要吃你也不会饿死啊。这么多香蕉苹果什么都有，你为什么一定要吃这个？
You can eat anything else, the apple, banana, but why do you have to eat that?
你最喜欢吃什么？
What's your favorite?
什么都有啊，什么东西都有啊。
Everything. There's everything.
你想要吃的榴莲也有啊。
There's everything here in SoCal.
在伊甸园不是 SoCal 啊，伊甸园啊。
In Garden of Eden.
什么都有。
There's everything.
但是就是这个善恶树上果子，你不要吃，你不要吃，你也不会死啊。
The only thing you cannot eat is the fruit on the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you don't eat it, you won't die.
为什么亚当要吃？
But why did Adam have to eat it?
因为你一吃你就否定他是我的主人。
Because once you eat it, you deny that God is the master.
因为他叫你不要吃嘛。
Because God told you not to eat it.
那你吃你就是否定他对他是主人了。
So when you eat it, you deny that God is the master.
那我们今天在服事神。
So today when we serve God,
在教会里面服事神。
When we serve God in church,
主人就是神啊。
The master is God.
那你怎么知道？怎么说？怎么做才承认神做我的主人？
So what can we do to acknowledge that God is our master?
第七节
Verse 7.
你要遵守我的道，谨守我的命令。
You need to walk in my ways and keep my commandment.
那你就可以管理我的家，看守我的院宇。
Then you shall judge my house.
所以如果我们真的敬畏神，圣经的话都很认真去遵守，我们就可以服事神，服事到年纪很大。
So if we truly respect God and we obey every commandment in the Bible, then we can serve God till we are old.
因为我们真的是服事他做主。
Because we truly serve as in a way that admitting that God is our master.
但是有时候我们服事神很热心。
Sometimes when we serve God with a zealous heart.
但是不照神的道理来，不照神的命令来做。
Yet we do not walk in God's way. We do not obey God's command.
那这个服事就会没有办法继续下去了。
Then we cannot continue in our serving.
神要让我们不服事，这很简单啊。
It's very easy for God not to let us serve.
因为我们是一个瓦器啊。
Because we're a vessel.
是神把我们抓住，所以你可以服事神啊。
Because God holds us, then we can serve Him.
神的两手一松，你就破掉了。
If God let go of His hands, we'll break.
你要怎么服事神
？So how would you serve God?
所以要服事神，服事到很久，有条件。
So there's a requirement to serve God.
要遵守神的诫命。
We need to obey God's command.
不管你遇到什么事情
，No matter what you encounter,
神要我怎么做
？What does God want me to do?
这个最重要。
That's the most important thing.
那你照这个原则来做。
If you abide with this rule,
什么做对教会最好
？How can I do that's most beneficial to church?
这个叫遵守神的诫命。
Here says to obey the command of God.
这样我们就可以管理神的家。
Then we can in charge of God's house.
所以这个尊贵服事是有条件的。
So this is a requirement to serve God.
啊，从第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
第三章第八节到十节，请读。
Chapter 3, verse 8 to verse 10. Hear, O Joshua the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you, for they are a wondrous sign. For behold, I am bringing forth my servant, the branch. Verse 9. Behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua. Upon the stone are seven eyes, and behold, I will engrave its inscription, says the Lord of hosts. And I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. Verse 10. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, everyone will invite his neighbor under his vine and under his fig tree.
到底这一块石头是什么？
So what does this stone here represent?
石头有七个眼睛啊。
What kind of stone has seven eyes?
诸位有没有看过石头有七个眼睛？
Have you seen a stone with seven eyes?
没有啊。
No.
那这个石头是什么？
So what does the stone mean here means?
那既然有七个眼睛。
So if Since it has seven eyes,
你看看我们有两个眼睛，对不对
？If you think of this, we have two eyes.
然后再两个眼睛
，If you have two more eyes,
你就很厉害了，后面的看得到。
You can see what's behind you.
再两个眼睛，上面的看得到。
If you have two more eyes, then you can see what's above you.
那就六个眼睛了。
Then you have six.
那再加上一个眼睛
，And you add on one more.
七个眼睛
，You have seven eyes.
到处你都看得到。
You can see everywhere.
好，所以这个石头有七个眼睛。
So this stone has seven eyes.
七就是完全了。
Seven means perfect.
很多眼睛。
Many eyes.
那到底是什么
？So what is the stone?
这个石头就是代表主耶稣。
This stone means Lord Jesus.
所以圣经说他就是灵磐石。
So the Bible says that Jesus is the cornerstone.
主耶稣很有主灵的智慧。
Jesus is full of the spiritual wisdom.
他一看他就知道。
He understands what he sees.
人心里在想什么
？What is in man's heart?
他一看就知道这是对还是错。
he only had to look, then he will know whether it's right or wrong.
他是七个眼睛。
So he has seven eyes.
因此神要立一块石头，有七个眼睛。
So God here will put a stone with seven eyes.
然后在第九节的中半说，我要亲自雕刻这个石头。
And God here says he will engrave the stone himself.
雕刻是什么意思？
What does it mean to engrave?
就是刻意塑造，为着某种目的刻意去塑造。
Engrave to build with for a purpose.
所以主耶稣来世界上。
So when Lord Jesus came to the world.
在以赛亚书说是根出于干地。
He said the root came from the dry land.
那神刻意把它塑造一个目的。
So God engraved him in a way for a purpose.
就是要做救主。
To be the savior.
在一日之间除掉这个地的罪孽。
And in one day you will remove the iniquity of the land.
请我请大家想一想啊。
I ask everyone to think.
主耶稣在世界讲的最后一句话是什么？
What's the last word Jesus said in the world?
主耶稣在地上讲的最后一句话是什么？
What's the last word of Jesus when he was in the world?
成了，啊，成了。
Finished.
成了什么意思？
What does it mean? Finish.
英文说 finish. 啊，活了一辈子 finish. 啊，是这样。
You live for you live your entire life and you finished.
啊，那个成了怎么解释？
How do you explain finished?
神交托他的工作完成了。
The work that God entrusted to Jesus
was
finished. How was it finished?
流出他的宝血。
To shed his blood.
成为赦罪的泉源。
That he may forgive sin.
所以他完成了。
And that's why how he finished.
这个叫做一日之间除掉地的罪孽。
That's why it means here to remove iniquity in one day.
所以圣经说，因为一个人，全世界的罪都得赦免。
That's why the Bible says, because one man, the whole world was saved.
就是他在十字架上成了圣殿的这个幔子裂成两半，救恩完成了。
That is for Lord Jesus Christ to be crucified on the cross, and the curtain, the veil in the tabernacle was split in half.
第十节。
Verse 10.
说那日你们个人要请邻舍坐在葡萄树、无花果树下，这是主说的。
And here says everyone invite his neighbor under his vine and under his fig tree.
这个什么意思啊？坐在葡萄和无花果树下。
What does it mean here to be under the vine and under the fig tree？
所谓无花果、葡萄树下，就是去享受啊，这个葡萄树，去享受这个无花果。
It means to enjoy the vine and the fig tree。
所以我们来到神的救恩，就是要享受神的恩典。
So when we come to God's salvation, is to enjoy God's blessing.
所以不要把享受啊，来信耶稣、来教会是很痛苦的事情。我这么忙，还叫我到教会里面来。
So we should not think that come to church is very suffering things. Well, I'm so busy, and you still ask me to come to church.
来教会做什么？
What do we do when we come to church?
享受神的恩典。
To enjoy the blessing of God.
第一层。
This is the first level.
第二层。
Second level.
来教会要享受神本身。
Second level is to enjoy God Himself.
再让我们心灵富足。
So that we feel satisfied in our heart.
所以啊，这是信耶稣的好处。
So this is the benefit of believing in God.
所以第三章就在讲约书亚。
So chapter 3 is talking about Joshua.
神怎么保守他
？How did God preserve him？
怎么面对魔鬼的试探？神怎么做？
So facing Satan's opposition, what did God do? 那
神告诉他要服侍神有什么条件
？And God told him what kind of requirements needed to serve God.
好，我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
386。
386。
Friend, oh, such a friend, he loved me, I knew he drew the crowds of love and he to him, and run my tour till cross it twice, no time to turn to break, for I am he, and he is mine.Forever and ever, I found a friend, oh such a friend. He bled, he died to save me, and now I know the gift of love.
shall be given me. Now that I have my own, I call, I hope in for the giver. My heart, my strength, my life, my all are His and His forever. I found a friend, oh, such a friend, oh, power to Him is given to guard me down on my own words and bring me safe to heaven. The eternal glory gleam afar to nurse my fainting endeavor. So now to watch, to work, to walk, and then to rest forever. I found a friend, oh, such a friend, so kind and true and tender, so wise a counselor and guide, so mighty a deliverer. From Him who loves me now so well, what power my soul can serve her? Sure, life or death, or earth or hell, oh, I am His forever.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告，来结束我们晚上的聚会。
So now let's pray together to finish to end tonight's service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.